How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
This is day 25 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is Many Believed. Richard Blackaby said, "You may not realize it, but your life has the potential to bless everyone you encounter." Our text today is John 4, 39 through 42. It reads, "Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, 'It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world.'" Today's scripture enforces Jesus' message about the harvest found in John 4, 35 through 38. The Samaritan woman invited an entire town to come and see if Jesus was the Messiah. This is an amazing transformation in this woman's life that led to an astounding revelation for herself and others. Remember, she had come to the well around noon, most likely because she didn't want to meet anyone. She had a bad reputation in the town, so she isolated herself from others. However, after meeting Jesus, everything changed. Her excitement about Jesus being the Messiah overcame her separation from society, and she couldn't keep the good news to herself. Gary Burge shares the following observations concerning these verses. In John 4:39, the Samaritans re-enter the scene, and the harvest is at hand. Their faith, they believed in him, is based on the woman's testimony, which underscores the value of human witness to the work of God. Evangelism is a cooperative effort in which the preparatory work of God joins with our witness to what he has done and is doing in the world. Jesus and his followers agree to remain 2 days, which confirms the Samaritan's conviction that Jesus is indeed the long-awaited Messiah. Their stay there brought even more success, since many more came to faith. It is likely this groundwork that contributes to the later efforts of Philip in Acts 8, when he comes to Samaria following Stephen's martyrdom. The Samaritans eagerly receive Philip, confess their faith, are baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit. The narrative's final statement, John 4:42, is an important summary of the fruit of the woman's labor. The Samaritans' evidence that every believer must have a faith that is not secondary or dependent on someone else, rather, they have come and seen and experienced Christ for themselves. This personal experiential feature is a constant concern for John. Potential converts must not only have their beliefs in order, but they must also be able to testify to a personal experience. But there is one more intriguing aspect of the Samaritan's testimony. They refer to Jesus as the Savior of the world. This is an unusual phrase, which occurs in only one other place in the New Testament. 1 John 4:14. But it parallels 3:17 in thought. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The woman at the well was confronted with Jesus' claim to be the Messiah, and God used her testimony to lead many to faith in him. We too, who know that Jesus is the Savior of the world, have a responsibility to witness and challenge people to put their faith in Christ as Lord and Savior. May today's scripture encourage you to be a bold witness for Jesus Christ. As you read the following story, take up the call to share the message of Jesus and leave the results to God. In the spring of 1992, fourth grade students in Portland, Maine, carried out a novel experiment. Their teacher, Pamela Trieu, was teaching the kids about the ocean, specifically about the Gulf Stream that flows along the East Coast and then turns towards Europe. She had kids put messages with their addresses in empty wine bottles, and then a fisherman took the 21 bottles away from shore and threw them into the ocean. They hoped that some of the bottles might drift to England. 3 months later, two bottles washed up in Canada. The class heard nothing else and assumed that the rest of the bottles were lost at sea. 2 years passed. Then one of the students, Jeff Height, received a surprise letter from a girl in Pornichet, France. She found one of their bottles while walking with one of her friends on the beach. Our efforts at evangelism are often like tossing a bottle with a message into the ocean. We share the gospel with others however we can, giving them a piece of literature, a personal testimony, a prayer with someone in need. We see no response, and maybe we think our message is forgotten or lost at sea. But years later, we learn that the Spirit of God, like the mighty Gulf Stream, has carried our message to its destination. Now here are some questions to consider. How does the Samaritan woman's witness encourage you today? In what ways did Jesus' victory over cultural barriers allow her to break some internal barriers to witness? How can you start or continue being a bold witness for your Savior? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.